6. Bull Run. Lafayette Baker returned to Washington toward the end of June 1861. He met again with Scott to review the mission the general wanted him to take. Instead of Richmond, the intelligence target now was Manassas Junction, Virginia, little more than a railroad crossing 35 miles southwest of Washington. Lincoln had sent 8 regiments across the Potomac River to the Virginia side on May 24th to seize Alexandria and Arlington Heights, where rebel artillery batteries had been installed with a perfect view of Washington. A move of more symbolic than strategic value, but nevertheless the first Union bridgehead on rebel soil. Both sides spent the rest of June randomly and aimlessly skirmishing with each other. Lincoln decided on a bolder thrust with the 35,000 soldiers he had by then in Washington, an attack on the railroad junction at Manassas, which was important because as many as 22,000 rebel soldiers were bivouacked near there under the command of Pierre-Gustave Toutant Beauregard. The dapperly uniformed victor at Fort Sumter, who applied liberal doses of black dye to keep the gray in his hair from showing, Beauregard had been twice wounded during the Mexican War as an engineering officer on Scott's staff, and twice brevetted for gallantry. Popular with the War Department, he was nevertheless relieved as superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point when it became clear he would follow his home state of Louisiana out of the Union. The army that General Beauregard now commanded near Manassas Junction had been a constant threat to Washington. Lincoln feared the Southern commander would launch a counterattack to retake Alexandria just east of his position. With Union troops succeeding against small Confederate forces in western Virginia, Lincoln was also feeling political pressure to plow through Beauregard's larger army at Manassas and capture Richmond before the rebel Congress convened there on July 20th. "On to Richmond," became the battle cry of the New York Tribune. Southern newspapers also clamored for an advance on Washington, which the aggressive Beauregard was eager to undertake.